Mr. Duckendorf will add to this. Thank you, Ambassador. Yes, I was in fact the person who prepared the note for the government to have the establishment of an in-ministerial committee, as described by the ambassador. This happened in 2015, and it is a very flexible committee. It has representation of all ministries, but also from the public services, such as the police, given that they play a specific role in the protection of human rights. They have representatives there too. And the committee has two responsibilities. On the one hand, it allows us to share the international standards with a broader national public, which includes all the ministries, but also the independent human rights institutions and NGOs of civil society. And additionally, it works on preparing the replies of the government of Luxembourg to international bodies. So, for example, the preparation of national reports to treaty bodies, such as the Committee on Civil and Political Rights. The replies were prepared by that inter-ministerial committee. Then the national report for the UPR is made by them as well. And the same thing applies, of course, for the follow-up on the implementation of the recommendations of the treaty bodies or of the UPR. Or even special rapporteurs and other special procedure mandate holders. It is a body that, as I said, tries to share new developments with the rest of the world. And as the minister said in the preliminary remarks, human rights are under attack everywhere in the world, and all states have been called upon to protect them, respect them, defend them, and promote them, not just in their own territory, but to do their best as well for their protection internationally. So that is, in a nutshell, the work of the Interministerial Committee. And it is that body, to a large extent, that has allowed us to catch up with the many delays that we had accrued. Two decades late, in some cases, I believe. But it is thanks to the efforts of people like our colleague, Ms. Nuria Garcia, who drafted a large portion of the report that was presented to you. And I'm very grateful for that. I believe that addresses Ms. Chumcha's question. Thank you.